Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your continuous couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is January 29th, 2018.
And this is episode 223.
Woo.
Yeah, did you open up the right document, babe? I'm just so curious.
Because
I made two copies.
You did? Well, nah. I just noticed this is all wrong.
Yeah, because, you know.
We already talked about that stuff.
Yeah, because I put it in a different one.
I didn't know you put it in.
And I shared it with you, but we can still use the one there. But I made a second one. You probably ignored my email that I sent last week.
Maybe.
Cause you was like, oh, you know what? It's Jay. I don't need to send him that. But yeah, I sent that out last week. And it's the Valentine Cast. So how's everybody doing today?
Hope y'all are having a good week, good month. Good 2018.
Yep, here it is right
2017. Let me share it with you.
Because I sent it to, here you go. Boom. Here we go. Yeah. I pulled it up and I looked.
You're like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's where I thought I put the name, the Did You Think We Weren't Coming Back couple.
Oh, well, too late.
Well, it's not too late. I can always start it over. Did you think we weren't? You know what? I'm not even going
to. I don't want to start it over.
I'm not starting over. I'm just going to ask the question, which is honest. You can.
It's an honest question.
It's an honest question.
Are you asking me or are you asking them?
I'm asking them.
Oh.
Did you think that we weren't coming back? I mean, let's talk about it. And it's okay. I mean, we real around here. I know we're not live right now. But I'm curious. You sitting there listening to us on your iPhone or Android or on a website. Did you think we weren't coming back? I'm not gonna lie. There was one point where I possibly thought that, you know what, we might not be back.
Yeah, there were a couple points where I was like, you know, she's just throwing the towel. But weirdly, I got the urging. I was like, yeah. Well, let's feed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feed the urge.
So here we are. We're back. Hopefully, you know, baby steps. I hope that, you know, we'll get back to the Valentavern. But speaking of the Valentavern.
I'm fine with doing the Valentavern, by the way.
Okay, well, last week you weren't, you know.
I'm fine next week.
All right, we'll see about getting stuff set up.
What? I said next week. What?
I know. We'll see.
We haven't done weekly shows in such a long time.
I think what I'm going to do, I may switch over to OBS or play for XSplit. So I got to decide if I want to pay for, you know, I have to play around. I just have to find the time to do it.
Right.
But speaking of the Valentavern, we got an email. And it was from our great friend down in Nashville, Nikki Clark.
Hello.
And Sabi. And she said, yay, you're back. And it was good to see that email. I even checked the email. She said, looking forward to a live show and getting back into the Valentavern. Love you guys. So
yeah, people have asked about the live show, so I guess they like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I like the live shows too. And, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, on our first show back. I mean, there were some fumbles, and I want to thank everyone that kind of reached out to me when they started listening to the show the following morning and noticed that I had jacked up.
There were fumbles everywhere. There were fumbles with the intro, fumbles with...
Yeah.
But the outro we handled pretty smooth. See?
I jacked up the the episodes.
Yeah, but it was fixed.
Yeah, but I definitely want to thank everyone for that. So yeah, so if you send us an email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. I mean, you can also go out. We haven't had any reviews since 2014. But yeah, if you guys want to go out and leave us a 5-star review or something like that, we'll definitely read it. So yeah, it's been great. It's definitely been great. We're also going to continue from last show, because we had so much stuff that we wanted to talk about that we want to
There was no way we could fit it all in one show.
Well, we could have, but we didn't want to bore you all, you know. So
not at all.
Right. So we did talk about Brianna's YouTube debut.
Yes, we did talk about that, and she has a new one.
Yeah.
Out this morning.
She does.
I haven't listened to it yet, because I was actually working.
Yeah, today was so busy. You know,
it was
I
busy was, for me too.
Yeah, it was a busy day, just working
a lot of
through
stuff going on.
And.
I wrote,
you know,
I wrote some scripts.
Oh, look at you. SQL scripting it up. I've been configuring profiles and getting ready to do some migration stuff. So I've been doing a lot of prep work, that stuff that I've been, you know, had a lot of stuff going on where I couldn't get to it. So I actually had the guy reach out to me, and I blocked off time just so that no one would fill in time to keep me from doing this, because I need to get this going. So it's been great. So yeah, go check out Brianna's Teach Me How to College. The link is going to be in the show here. But let's go ahead and lead off. You did something fun like a few weeks back. Like,
I did.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So what's been going on?
My dad got me to go to a sister trip. My sister.
Your dad and your mom.
My dad and my mom. They really wanted me to go, so I did. We wanted someplace warm, but not super expensive. So we ended up going to San Antonio. And a lot of people were like, why San Antonio? Well, I've never been there. I've never even been to Texas. And they apparently have some, you know, they have the Alamo, some other historical stuff. So.
You know what I don't get? It's like you go on a vacation and people are like, why are you going there? It's like, why do I have to give you a reason why I'm going?
Just because you wouldn't go there.
Right. I think it's kind of a assholery thing to ask. It's like, why'd you buy those shoes? It's like, what's wrong with my shoes?
Why you got that face?
Why you got that face? What's wrong with my face? Why you got those jeans on, Renee? Like, what? Does it make me look fat? What you trying to say?
Anyway, so I love flying on a plane. My first time flying straight through all, like, far. You know, I'm used to layovers, but we didn't do a layover this time. Flight was great. Got down there, Airbnb. It was so super cute, and it was decorated so nice inside. Paulette, shout out to Paulette. She had an amazing Airbnb. The only downside is that freaking dog that was barking outside. And we took a nap when we first got there, and the dog just barked and barked and barked. It was terrible. But let me back up. So we got the car rental, and it was a pretty nice rental, and then we went to this place called Torchy's Tacos.
And you got the rental through who?
Costco. For like 4 days, it was like $71.
Who suggested that?
You did. That was an
eat
amazing
it up.
Suggestion.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Definitely doing that again. Torchy's Tacos is amazing. I had the fried portobello mushroom taco. And I also had the, and I can't remember. Oh, the catfish taco. Both of those were amazing. And their salsa was great. You would have liked it, Jay. It was spicy. It was like almost too spicy for my sisters. So San Antonio, yeah, we needed to take this because Danielle's going to have a new baby. so we didn't know when we were going to have a sister trip again. We went down to the River Walk. They have a lot of restaurants, little shops, and they do not have gondolas. They have boats. Jay said they have gondolas.
Gondolas.
No gondolas there, even though the water is only 4 feet deep. So if you fall over, all you have to do is just stand up. So, so I bought some souvenirs and we kind of walked around, looked at some historical stuff. There was some, I don't know, some band singing and we watched them sing. And then we were hungry and there are a lot of steps at the Riverwalk. So we were tired. So we just opted to go to dinner on the Riverwalk, even though I had heard and read many warnings not to eat on the Riverwalk. We ate at San Antonio's oldest Mexican restaurant and it was terrible. Like, they brought out chicken fajitas on a regular plate. No sizzle. And it was just a chicken breast grilled, just cut up into slices. It didn't even have any fajita seasoning on it. And my sisters were like, it was terrible. But it was fun spending time with them. It was so bad. Let me tell you what happened. We took an Uber back to the Airbnb. As soon as we got in, all four of us sat at that table and wrote a bad Yelp review.
Wow.
Like, as soon as we got in, all you could hear was just silence, just keys.
Y'all did write a bad Yelp
review? Oh, yeah, all four of us.
Nice.
You can go out there and see it if you want.
Did they respond back?
I don't know. I guess not. I didn't get an email, so no.
Oh, okay.
So don't go to Casa Rio, whatever you do. And then the next day, we decided to go to the Alamo. Got up and we went and saw the Alamo. It's free to get in. You could pay $20 for a guided tour. And this building is tiny. I mean, it's like a small church, basically. You could pay $15 for a audio tour, or like the man suggested, or you can just go inside and read the plaque. So that's what we did. It was pretty cool seeing some of the historical stuff and everything. And then we went to this German diner. It was so good.
Oh, you're going to a
gentleman's club. No, we did not go to any.
Where it's not gentlemen. It's not ladies dancing. It's men.
No, we didn't do
that. I was ready to say, dude, you didn't tell me about this. This is going to be awesome.
Diner. It was 100 years old this year. So it's a pretty old diner, but it is yummy. They had great chicken salad and amazing pretzels. The mustard was terrible, but Jay would have liked it because it was very horseradishy. It was probably good for what it was supposed to be, but I don't like that kind of mustard. So then we went back and took another nap. That was great. And then that night, what did we do that night?
Did y'all go back to the Riverwalk?
No.
That's not when y'all are tired?
No. It's sad. I can't remember. Now I have to look through my...
Your photos?
Yeah.
But while she was gone, I mean, me and the girls kicked it. I mean, we had a great time. On Thursday, I went and did a quick... I went and quickly picked up some stuff that we needed that Renee kind of left me. And Renee did an amazing job prepping stuff before she even left. And I wasn't even, I'm so thankful for it. And we're still even benefiting from the prep that she did. I mean, one of the things that we bought that we'll talk about later is that we bought an Instant Pot. And Renee made like these awesome soups and everything else that's just absolutely amazing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. So.
All right. Yeah, I'm set. I'm good. All right. So we did go to the Riverwalk, but we took...
I thought you went to the Riverwalk.
We did. We took the boat tour. So that was pretty cool. I got a lot of pictures of the architecture, and they actually filmed a scene of Selena there also. filmed a scene of what's that woman, Sandra Bullock, that they Miss Congeniality was on, and my sisters were like, well, Daniel and Kimberly, they were very excited. That night, so we went and took a nap, I think, again. And then we went to Mi Tierra, which is a 24-hour-a-day Mexican restaurant. It's just a lot. There's a lot of stuff on the ceilings. There's murals everywhere. The place is huge. The wait was long. The margaritas were good. We met up with Kim's coworker, and we had a great time. And it was funny. So the band, the Mexican band,
right?
Whatever it's called, I'm losing my mind.
Hold on.
No.
Mariachi band.
Yes, the mariachi band came.
I was gonna say, don't be setting me up to say something racist, because the way you were looking at me, I was like, look, I'm not.
I wasn't setting you up to say something racist. I was setting you up to help me out.
No, but. But yeah, it's a mariachi band
came over, and they were like, "Do you want a song?" And all of us were like, "No, I'm fine," because you got a tip when they sing you a song.
You got a tip.
Danielle pipes up, "Yeah, that'll be cool." We're like,
"So
oh,
do you
crap.
Really have to tip?"
I mean, if you don't tip, you're a butthole. So
okay,
yeah. But anyway, it was really good. I had great food there, great times. I got drunk. It was wonderful. I met up with a mommy friend who lives near San Antonio. Shout out to Dana. So we ate dinner with her too, and it was a blast seeing her. And we were so sad we didn't get a picture with her. But that just means I have to go back. So we went home, tired, fell asleep, watching trashy reality television.
And which then, is okay in yeah, my book.
Yeah, we were all on the couch just cuddled up watching TV. Well, I wasn't cuddled up with anybody, but they were. You know how that goes. So in the morning, we got up and we went to Liberty Bar for brunch. And Liberty Bar is so good. It's a little pricey, but it's really good. It's in an old convent, so which a lot of buildings are. They actually have venison links for $12.50. And there's something else they have.
Right.
Was it boar? It was something. A la carte. Hold on. Pork sausage patty. Oh, yeah. Wild boar links for $12.50. Mm-hmm. I did not get that. But I got an amazing, like a scramble type thing that was really good. And then to end it off, I got this bread pudding with this like whiskey cream sauce. It was so good. It was the best bread pudding I'd ever had in my entire life. 11 out of 10 would get again.
Wow, nice.
And then we went to the Pearl. The Pearl is a kind of farmer's market, huge farmer's market type place, lots of people, lots of dogs, music. It's very lively. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
So went there, and then we took the car back, and then we came back, and I was actually ready to come back, if you can believe it.
So I have to ask this. Do you feel that San Antonio.
That's okay. You can call it San Antonio.
San Antonio would be
call it that, even though I don't like to call it.
Would be a place that you would want to live, or is it just a great place to visit? Or would you go back?
I'd go back to see Dana, but if I had already taken a picture with her, I would choose to go somewhere else, because I have a lot of people I want to go visit. So don't even repeat. Like, I only have so much time in my life. So, I don't want to be super old by the time I visit everyone. So, I mean, I do really want to visit a bunch of my mommy friends. It's going to be a little tough, but if I became rich, I would like to be taking a trip like every month.
Y'all should do like a Nerdtacular or something like that. You know?
Yeah, well, it's hard. Everybody's busy, and y'all got kids, and life is tough and everybody keep having babies in my mommy group. So
right,
we got a lot of babies, a lot of pregnancies. All right. But I had a great time. So that was my San Antonio. And next, Jason is going to go somewhere. He's trying to tell me and figure it out what he's going to do. But
we'll figure it out.
You haven't even been thinking about it. I know.
Well, I mean, because we're trying to get stuff paid off.
I know, but
I ain't got no money.
You need some time.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
All right.
So speaking of her trip and then some of the awesome stuff she did, we did end up getting an Instant Pot in between not being around. We got an Instant Pot. And
love it.
Absolutely love it. I mean,
I side-eyed Jay when he wanted to get it.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I side-eyed myself when I got it.
Because Jay has admitted sometimes he goes through little phases with things.
I do.
But this has turned out not to be a phase. It's great.
It's not.
It's
basically
a pressure cooker. It's a safe pressure cooker.
It's a pressure cooker, crock pot.
Yeah.
What's the thing? Saute, all that.
Saute
it does.
In it.
Does all that. I mean.
Yeah.
Now.
It's nice.
Is it on the level of the air fryer? No. Air fryer is like.
Air fryer is
like replacing the microwave almost.
Like, I'm thinking. Do we need to get a new air fryer? But the air fryer still works great.
Why do you think we need to get a new air fryer?
I don't know.
Just cook more stuff at a time?
No. Just because I didn't know if it's wearing out. But it's
still
it's
not wearing
great.
Out. That thing's still humming.
I love the air fryer.
Yeah.
But it's up there. I wish it had a bigger capacity.
That's like the biggest one.
What, the
air fryer?
No. The Instant Pot.
Oh, there is a bigger Instant Pot.
I know.
Now, that's something that we could talk about.
Like, I'm not getting another.
I thought about that when I bought that one.
We work fine with what we got.
You just said you wished we had a bigger one.
But we work fine with what we got.
Okay, you can work fine in two small shoes also, but that doesn't mean.
No, you can't work fine in two small
shoes. Sure you can.
No, it hurts.
But
having
still
a
working,
small Instant
I didn't
pot
say
doesn't
working
hurt.
With no pain. There are some pains that were.
There's no pain with the smaller Instant Pot.
You just said you wished it were bigger. So that's
that doesn't mean that there's pain.
But anyway.
I like. All right. So the Instant Pot really. All right. It's not fast. Even though something may have to cook for 30 minutes, the pressure has to build up and then release.
But it is quicker than
a slow cooker.
And
I think the flavor infuses the meat more.
Right.
So it's faster than a slow cooker, about the same amount of time you would take to prepare meals anywhere else. But I think the taste is better. It doesn't do dry things very well. It's all about soups and very, you know,
right.
Things that, or they have a little rack you can steam stuff on. But I like it. I use it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I hate having to clean the top of it, but, you know. Everything else is dishwashable except like the inner side of the pot.
Right.
So Instant Pot, I use it at least, you know, once a week. So it's nice. And you also got something.
Yeah, I got a smoker. What?
Shut up.
Yep. And I need to actually set out some pork butt.
You gonna smoke some pork butt?
Smoke some pork butt.
I don't even know what we're having for dinner tomorrow. Boom.
Oh, but you know what? We have Instant Pot meals that you made.
Oh, yeah.
And then because I sealed them up, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can
Jay
just
sealed
pull
them up. And
oh, yeah, I got a food saver. Well, a knockoff food saver that I want to upgrade. But I got a knockoff food saver from Aldi, which I'm going to let you all know. I don't know if you guys know or if we talked about this before we left. Aldi has replaced our Kroger, pretty much.
We only go to Kroger if we have to.
We go to Aldi and we go to Costco. And it's a beautiful thing. But I got an Aldi food saver.
Yeah.
Which, the only reason I want an Aldi food saver is like some of the stuff that we seal sits up real high.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, the food saver I want sits up higher. So for those things that are bigger, it's just really weird. But it's all good.
I understand.
But anyway, food saver, seal those bad boys up. So basically, this is when the crock pot comes in handy.
Yes.
We actually throw the items that we have in the deep freezer that Renee made from the Instant Pot into the crock pot. And then we put them in the slow cooker because when we go to work and come back, It'll be ready then.
It's like magic.
It is like magic.
You put it frozen in there in the morning. You come back to a nice hot meal.
And it
with
tastes.
No prep. It's tastes amazing because, you know, it's had time to like really get flavorful. You know how stuff you leave in the fridge overnight tastes amazing.
So here,
saucy.
Here's one of the things that I want to try to achieve, or been trying to achieve, not just for this year, but that I've tried to achieve coming into last year, is trying to simplify life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we get lost in the complications of life that we miss opportunities that we can impact people. And I want to simplify those. Like, when I say impact people, I'm talking about the day-to-day. Spending time with you, laughing, spending time with the girls, with friends, you know, even when it comes down just to watch the TV, just those things.
Right.
It's like those small things are the things that really drives me and keeps me going through the day.
Aww.
So those are things that...
That's sweet.
Yeah, I want to try to simplify stuff. So, yeah, I got a smoker. And
how you like it so far?
I like it. I smoked the turkey ham, and I made smoked mac and cheese. And
that was for Christmas, right?
That was for
no
Christmas.
Yes, it was for Christmas.
Yes, that was for Christmas. Okay, I had to make sure.
I can tell you were like still not.
Yeah, because I was trying to remember what we did for Thanksgiving, which we haven't even talked about.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, so I smoked mac and cheese, and everyone absolutely loved it.
Everybody was like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted.
And they were like, Jay, I hate to say it, Mom's mac and cheese was great, but your mac and cheese went above and beyond Mom's.
That blew my mind.
And I was like, what?
Because you know, everybody's
mom and bomb ass mac and cheese. I mean, that my mac and cheese was based off of her. Pretty much my mac and cheese was her mac and cheese.
But smoked.
That's it. I mean, I can't come up and be like, yo, yeah, what? What?
That's my recipe.
That's my recipe. But that is Cynthia Crocker's recipe.
It's good.
And it was smoked by me. So I did a peach wood and hickory is what I did with that. And I smoked the ham also. And I am trying to get into it. So Renee got an Instant Pot cookbook for Christmas.
I did.
I got myself a smoker cookbook. So we're ready to do some cooking. I mean, folk want to come by. Let's do it.
Yeah, I do want to make a meal for the for Tonda and Teddy in there. Spouses, significant others. I was thinking about that.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know when.
Okay.
I don't know what, because people got kids. Unless people keep the kids.
Or you can just make it, just drop it off and be like, here's a meal.
Take the.
Well,
I like breaking bread with friends.
I know you do. I'm just playing. So you got new foods here. You remember we were going to talk about with new foods?
We already ate them.
We already ate them. Oh, we did do that. So I probably should have taken that out. So I got a huge shout out to some friends out there that we know that are real close friends to us that may work for a company. Some of the things that we did do, we kind of did do some upgrades to some of our tech that we had.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know when the iPad Mini came out. Renee and I bought those. We were early adopters, and we've been using them like crazy. But now we have gifted those to the girls for their learning and everything else. And they've had them for probably a year.
Long time.
And Renee and I, we've been fine with our phones and stuff like that. Nikki and Clark came up, and, you know, they had their iPads because they were playing Crusaders of Light, which is a MMO on the iPad that we kind of may have picked up in. But, you know, I was like, you know what, Renee? I think it's time for us to get some new iPads. So,
and I was like, no.
Renee was like, no. Actually, you know what? I just came back with iPads.
Yeah.
I did not say
he,
that.
He didn't even ask
me. I did not
ask. He just handed me an iPad.
I came
you
back.
You know how much I hate that.
I told Clark, I was like, Renee's going to kick my ass.
I hate that.
We both went up there.
So much.
And I was like, here. And so we got iPads. And then, thanks to some great friends, I was able, because Renee's headphones were messing up, I was able to...
Your headphones were fine.
No. You would leave work, and your ears would be black.
No, okay. No, you make it sound like they were... No. Explain it right. The
Your ears were black.
No, they weren't.
Your headphones were shedding on your ears.
They were shedding like
not little, just on like your ears. They
pieces
it was
of black.
It was in your ear. It looked like you had nasty.
It was not
ass
bad.
Ears.
It was not that bad.
Renee.
It wasn't that bad.
Did you look at it? Did you look at it in the mirror? No.
It wasn't that bad.
It was nasty.
It was not.
It was nasty. It was nasty.
It was not.
It was really nasty.
Anyway, so Jay got me beat.
Because I know at your job, you've taken on a lot more responsibility and you're having to go above and beyond and you're doing great. And I know some beats would help you be able to zone in and not be distracted.
But they also kind of crush skulls.
Yeah.
And it's a common complaint about these.
And I feel bad about that.
No. Don't. You're fine.
I know.
I was looking online for reviews, and I thought I had just come to a site where people complain about stuff, but no, it was actually the Apple site. People were talking about how they put it on and it hurt their ears after, like, you know, 10 minutes.
Now, so no one had a way of fixing it?
No.
Damn.
Because it's not the kind that'll stretch. It's plastic. It's... Like, it won't stretch. It'll, like, spring back right where it was. It doesn't stretch out. But it's okay because it's not terrible. But I do have red ears. But it's fine. They work great.
But, yeah, so...
I think I'm getting used to the pain. I'm a
sadomasochist. You're building your tolerance up.
I'm a sadomasochist, apparently.
So we got those, and... You know, like I said, you know, you're doing more and everything else, and you can focus in, and I like that a lot, you know. Yeah, I just want to help out. That's just one of the things I wanted to do for Christmas for you.
That was very, very sweet.
And, you know, I got a pair too, so, you know.
And we merge with...
A company.
Navicure.
Navicure, okay.
Who?
We who?
Zermatt.
Zermatt.
Merge with Navicure.
Yep.
So we're one company now. When they first brought news of this, no layoffs. Layoffs all over the place.
So were those layoffs before or after?
Before, after what? They said no layoffs?
Mm-hmm.
After.
Mm. Were there really layoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Or were there... Did they say they were layoffs? Or did they call them... what did they call them? Oh, shoot. What did they call it?
Was it integration?
I can't remember what they call it.
Right now they're dealing with integration.
Okay.
Like, we have to find a way to upload, like, years and years worth of, like, files into our system in a short time. It's going to suck. But there's a little bit of growing pains. Luckily, my team is safe because we make Zermatt a lot of money. We have a new CEO, and... He and Navicure is in Atlanta, and So we did like a web thing where he came out and talked on a stage down in Atlanta, and I was here and I was watching him. He came out to Kendrick Lamar. I kid you not. Everybody like facepalmed, like, oh.
So what did he come out
God.
To?
It was either Humble or something else.
Was it Humble?
I think so. It was so stupid, but anyway, The job's still good.
Hold on. So was it this? Hold on. Let me turn.
I know what Humble sounds like.
Hold on.
Yeah. I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances. Exactly. But this a nigga with some counterfeits. But now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm doing this. But,
hold on. I need to get my left stroke went viral. Yeah, but sit right there. Right stroke. Here we go. I still beat the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. My left stroke just went viral.
But I am learning a lot more at my job.
That's good.
Because I am doing a lot more .NET and SQL, and it feels like they're kind of throwing me in the deep end on a lot of stuff, which is cool because I learn a lot. But you know, it's fine. My job is still laid back, but there's a lot of holding breath, waiting to see what's gonna happen. So there's that.
Hey,
what?
So I'm reading the comments on Humble.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Right.
So it's one. It's had 431 million views.
That's okay? A lot of views.
So top comment: this song makes me want to ask a waitress for that order. This song makes me want to drive normal in GTA. This song makes me want to deal in absolutes. This song makes me question, makes my life question me.
Makes my life question me. Oh, that's good.
This dude wants everyone to sit down because he's so short. My carpet is walking on me now. I showed this video to my cat. Now he's a lion.
Everybody should be humble.
Oh, man. This song makes me want a ding-dong ditch on my own house. This song makes me want to ticket a cop. Somebody says, since I heard this song, I pee sitting down like chicks.
What? Oh, my God.
This song makes me want to accept my parents' friend request. This song makes me want to put Santa on the naughty list.
Put what on the naughty list? Santa?
Yeah. This song, I showed this to my goldfish. Now, it's a gold fish. This song makes me drink orange juice after brushing my teeth.
Oh, that is so gross.
This song makes me want to give homework to my teacher.
What?
Makes me give homework to my teacher.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. This song makes me want to watch the video, read the comments, and grab the popcorn. Anyway, okay. That was good. That was pretty.
You got a little.
That was pretty good. Yeah. So. But yeah, we
tested my dad's DNA.
Right.
Supposed to test my mom's too, but that didn't work out.
I'm really sad
about it.
Some stuff got mixed up.
And she's dead, so it's not like we can just, you know, dig up her body and send in a DNA sample.
So. Yeah. So there was a couple steps missed that I would not let you take responsibility for, because that was not your deal.
It was really sad because there's nothing we can do about it.
The instructions were in the damn box that someone didn't follow, and you shouldn't have to follow up on anyone.
You check behind people all the time.
I check up behind people because I'm an asshole and I don't trust people. That's simple. It's just like I trust people, but I don't trust people. I just do that, and that makes me look like an asshole.
Okay.
So,
but
we can't have two people like that in our relationship.
So I begged Ancestry.com.
Did you have to beg them?
Well, I begged begged in a way to see if there's something they could do about my mom's thing. But like, and they apologized. They're like, we really can't. We do this. We don't link shipping and result information for security purposes, but what we can do, we can send you another one. So I took it. So by process of elimination, since my dad already took it, if it's something that is in my DNA that is not in my dad's, then by default it's from my mom.
Right.
So they received it. I'm just waiting on them to test it. So I let everybody know.
You know where it's at yet? Have you looked at the app?
Steve? Yeah, I looked at it earlier this morning.
What did it say?
It said
processing.
Nope.
They haven't even received it yet?
No. they received it. Now I'm in the queue.
They're just sitting on it.
I'm in the queue.
God.
I'm in the queue, Jay.
I mean, isn't there like 50,000 Mormons working on this stuff?
Probably.
Sorry, Mormon listeners. I'm just joking. All right. So we're not going to bore you guys.
Yeah. I'm about done. Kid Sale is
coming up. Kid Sale.
Yeah. So
Renee is doing some amazing work.
So I'm putting tons of stuff on hangers and entering tons of stuff in the computer. And then I'm going to be safety pinning tons of tags to clothing. Get this stuff out. But yeah, but that's all I really have.
Yeah,
going on right
so
now.
I think I'm trying to remember from last show. Did I talk about me working at Westport Whiskey and Wine?
Yes.
I did? All right. So you guys know I'm not Uber anymore, and I'm working for Westport Whiskey and Wine and all that good stuff. So
Westport Whiskey and Wine.
Yeah. So with that said, if you guys want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
This is weird. Where's our outro music?
I'm just letting it play with this.
Okay. Continue.
Oh, sorry.
Or no. You
looked at me like Maya did this morning when I flipped the table on her.
Yeah, we turned the table around, and they've never seen that before.
So this morning, as we're talking about this, Maya and Zoe, I guess them being the kids they are, and it happens. It happens as a kid. I remember doing this. They're wanting to do odd things, like they were wanting to sit on the edge of the table. On the end of the table.
Both of them.
And that table's not wide enough for them both to sit there. So I was like, and they were arguing this morning over, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to flip the table, spin the table around 90 degrees, call it good. I did that. Maya got up, shocked, and ran to her mother. Like, what in the world? My world has just been turned around. What is this magic that my father has done?
Through the eyes of a 3-year-old.
Dude, it was just like, it was a whole new world.
Like, whoa, a new table. No,
you know.
Just turned it around. That's all we did.
Yeah.
And
now it's kind of like, okay. But the way you looked at me when I was playing a different outro song was kind of like that, like, that's not what we usually go out on.
No.
Well, that's my after music. But like I was saying, if you want to send us an email like Nikki did, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at The Valentine Cast. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast, which we did have a tweet from Teddy from the Why Not podcast.
What did his tweet say?
It said, "Welcome back. You guys are great. Black Fist power up." It's like, yeah. And then we got a tweet from Eric Mahler. He says, "Also so glad you guys are back." You know. And then the people that listen to my tribute again, I apologize. I really didn't mean to make anyone cry. That wasn't what I was trying to do when I posted the wrong episode. But I'm glad you guys listened to it again and really appreciate that. So, but go ahead, babe.
You can look at us
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yep.
I got this.
No, I was just helping you out, babe.
/Valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/Valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Thank you, everyone. Pretty Lights Music has been our intro and outro. They've been on some of our bed music. And also the Andrew Allen Trio was part of our bread music tonight. Hey. And just to let you know, this episode was sponsored by the Liquor Barn Eagle Rare Pick.
It was not sponsored by that.
It wasn't sponsored by that.
I wish it was.
But I was drinking that tonight, so love you all.
That's why he said bread pick.
We'll see you all next week.
Bread.
Have a good one. Be nice. And I hope the Patriots do not win, because it's just the same thing every effing year.
Bread music.
It's boring.
I like bread music.
I like bread music.
Bread music.
You think anyone heard that?
Yes. Boops. Buh, 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 buh.